State health officials on all islands are urging residents to get their vaccines. While appointments are still recommended on Oahu this weekend, the vaccine clinic at Pier 2 began allowing walk-ins. This morning, we reached out to the state health department on the Big Island, where three large vaccine clinics are being scheduled. Jason De La Cruz is a planner with the Office of Public Health Preparedness in Hilo.
Certainly from a case count perspective, we had a little bit of a spike last month and kind of steeped over from the month before. So our case counts are kind of plateauing at this point. I would still say they're pretty regular. It's elevated rather than what we were hitting our peak or our trough down in December. And so, you know, some of that is travel related. Some of it is local transmission. We may be seeing some shifting in where it's going on geographically. And so we're kind of looking at that as well. Cases are still being identified, but the numbers are manageable with our contact tracing at the moment, right? We're able to kind of act on that really quickly, trace it back as much as we can, and take appropriate action.
The Department of Health is urging people to get vaccinated, and I know there are a number of different clinics on each of the islands where, you know, where we've got mass vaccinations. Do you have any this week there on the Big Island?
Yeah, actually, we are having two clinics tomorrow for Tuesday. We have a Johnson & Johnson clinic being available in Hilo at the Prince Kuhio Plaza. And then we're running our normal West Hawaii clinic on Tuesdays at the Aquatic Center. That's offering Moderna. Later on in the week, normally on Thursdays, we do our Moderna clinic in Hilo at the Afuk-Chinen Civic Auditorium. And that's, I believe, the only drive-through site in the state.
Oh, wow. How's that going?
You know, some might have thought we were pretty crazy to do it, especially in Hilo. With the amount of rain that we get, we've been very fortunate with the weather. But the reason why that was kind of planned from the beginning was that we had a lot of infrastructure from Hawaii County set up and ready to go from a logistical point of view to pull off a drive-through, because that site has been used for testing for months. And so transitioning that site and the layout and the conception of it into a vaccination clinic was one of the early goals that we wanted to capitalize on. So we've been able to do that successfully. And do the Mary Monarch, you know, May 13th will be our last clinic at that site for a few weeks while the organizers have access to that facility for the Mary Monarch. But that's given, you know, people just a lot of different options. Some people really like the drive-through. As I said, we've been pretty much spared a lot of the time by the weather. There's been a few rainy days, but, you know, that layout allows people who, you know, are comfortable in their cars, people who can't walk very well. You know, it gives people, you know, a whole bunch of options to go to a traditional kind of walk-in clinic at, say, our Hilo Medical Center facility, or we were at a time doing a clinic at the tennis stadium in Hilo, too.
What has the turnout been like? You know, we were hearing, was a couple of weeks ago, that the response with the vaccines, it was softening, the demand was softening. And then there was the hiccup with the Johnson & Johnson pause.
I think nationally, we are seeing kind of a hitting of the wall in terms of now, for the first time, vaccine supply is kind of outpacing immediate demand. And so we have a lot of folks early on that were really, really, really wanting it. We didn't have enough supply. It was a very coveted quantity. But at this point, a lot of places on our island are not filling up all of those slots. And we're seeing this nationally as well in terms of those early adopters to getting the vaccine. And so I think it's on public health now to kind of shift gears. We have to be more selective and do a lot more outreach, get those people kind of on the fence, you know, on board, and get them to come in and schedule to clinics. So, you know, though these large community clinics were very useful in terms of dealing with these large amounts of people wanting it at this time, we may be seeing a shift to more smaller community-based clinics that, you know, have a level of pre-registration and then outreach to draw people in and kind of reducing those barriers. And so I think overall demand is starting to diminish, and now we're kind of changing people's minds and trying to urge them that now is the time to get your vaccine.
How are we sitting for tomorrow's clinics?
I believe out in Kona, we are still running under capacity, maybe only about, I think, less than about 50% capacity is filled. And then for our Johnson & Johnson clinic, you know, people hopping back into that clinic is pretty muted at this point, actually. I believe we have less than 100 appointments currently. That could be changing. The urge to get Johnson & Johnson by a portion of the community when it first came out was really, really strong because people had been waiting for this. But since the whole fiasco with Johnson & Johnson, it has been a little bit harder to communicate that and to advertise that out. And so that clinic was only open for scheduling for only about a week or so. So we knew from previous administrations of Johnson & Johnson that the less time we give people to fill up that clinic, the less likely we're going to fill it up too. And so as soon as we got that emergency use authorization to stand back up Johnson & Johnson, I don't think it necessarily gave people a lot of time to, read all of that material, to ingest it, and to make that decision to come. But we wanted to offer that option really, really fast as soon as we had that back up, because some people are taking it regardless. So we made a decision. We will take any walk-in now when they come to our clinic, and our scheduling software and that whole kind of back end allows us to do that. And so we have transitioned into this kind of walk-in model that would allow folks to just say, hey, today's the day I'm going to go in between, this chunk of time and try to get in. Our early concerns with opening up to this kind of walk-in model was that, we have limited vaccine supply. We have an unknown amount of people coming in, so we don't want to run a vaccine or supplies or create a real big traffic pileup. And so, because of that initial group of folks wanting to come in and clogging up all of those arterials coming into the pod are no longer there, we can handle safely walk-ins and, spend that extra amount of time in the registration that would allow us to kind of do that. We have to take in all that date of birth, address, all of that information has to be imputed, whereas prior to this, folks could enter that information themselves or prior to, and it would help our registration process.
Okay, so there might be a bit of a wait if there's a lot of people that show up, just drop in.
That's correct. And so, just allowing a free-for-all, it's kind of like I would say it's a garage sale mentality, right?
Okay.
People, you say the garage sale starts at 7 and people are showing up by 6. And so we didn't want to create that kind of fervor because, number one, these are public sites, and so it does have a traffic issue. There's a security issue. We don't want people waiting in line. And we also want people to say, getting your shot is easy. Come in at your specified time. You get your shot within 15 to 30 minutes. You'll stick around for 15 to 30 minutes after that, and then you're on your way.
Okay, so appointments are recommended, but you will take a drop-ins. And then the hours for that clinic again?
In Kona, our operational hours are from 9:30 to 2. In Hilo, they're from 9 to 2. One thing I think that we would like to add is that, changing people's perceptions about vaccine hesitancy or the COVID vaccine in general, it's a conversation. We can't just force people to do it or say, this is your duty. People these days, especially with what we've learned about the pandemic in general, is that, it has to be a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more that we can have these conversations that, our family-based, community-based, it's consistent messages coming from our governor, from Department of Health, from national sources, is it going to drive folks to determine where they are in that spectrum of vaccine hesitancy or make that decision to get it? This is really going to be something important that we're going to be doing for quite a while, and we're not out of it. What's going on in India, for instance, is really telling about what that worst-case scenario is. And so, people need to kind of interpret those messages, and we need to stress that messaging and
right.
saying, this is
real.
Really important, and we have a chance to do it.
That was Jason De La Cruz, planner with the Department of Health's Office for Public Health Preparedness on Hawaii Island. He was talking about the vaccine clinics that the department is holding this week. For links to info, you can head to our website.